Let's look in the book of Numbers tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Newsweek conducted a poll on prayer. 82% of the people, when they prayed, they asked for health, for success. 75% when they prayed, they asked for strength to overcome a personal weakness. Only 36% said they never asked for financial or career success. 87% believe that God answers prayer. 82% say they believe God does not play favorites in answering prayer. 79% says God answers prayers for healing someone with incurable diseases. 73% say prayers for help in finding a job are answered. Amen. 82% said that they don't turn away from God when prayers go unanswered. Those percentages seem to be pretty high to me. Some of those percentages kind of staggered me when I saw that. Do we really believe that prayer works? Do we really believe that prayer works? I believe it. I believe that prayer works. How many of you right now, and I want you to lift your hand if you would, have a situation or know of a situation where you need God to intervene? Look around. That's about 100% almost. A situation where you need God, you need divine intervention. Hallelujah. You know what? I believe God can intervene, right? Amen. I want to talk to us tonight about intervening prayer. Amen. Last night, for those of you with us, we talked about in the Old Testament the censer and the table of incense in the tabernacle. It was a type of prayer and symbolic of prayer. It was talked about its perpetual. It was perpetual. It was always burning before God. Prayer always being offered up continual in prayer. So it was perpetual. We talked about the position of it, that it was right before the veil, right before going into the Holy of Holies, right looking towards the Shekinah glory of God. And when the smoke would rise off the altar of incense, it would fill not only the holy place, but it would even go into the most holy place and go before the presence of God. Its position is important. The fact that when we pray, our prayers come up before the Lord. Come right before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not just prayers prayed in a room, but it comes before the throne of God. And then we also talked about how the fire burned in the altar of incense. And that fire burned the incense. There had to be a power behind it. And that was the power of the Holy Ghost that gets behind our prayers. Amen. That brings about the results of prayer, right? So this incense throughout the Scripture was a type of prayer. If you look with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 16, and I'd like to read a few verses to you. We'll start reading in verse 41. This is talking about Korah, this chapter dealing with Korah and the rebellion of Korah, and how God's judgment came upon Korah and his descendants and his family, and then eventually even came as a plague upon the children of Israel. In verse 41 it says, "But on the morrow all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, 'Ye have killed the people of the Lord.'" They came out and said, "You know what? You've killed God's people." The ground opened up and swallowed Korah and his family, and there was a consuming fire. Now, you know, you'd killed God's people. So now all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar. Put on the incense, and go quickly into the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on the incense, and he made an atonement for the people. Listen to verse 48. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the same matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Amen. Intervening prayer. This plague was sweeping through the congregation or the people of Israel. When you think about it, in that short time, 14,000 people dying. That was a quickly spreading plague that was bringing destruction to the children of Israel. It was brought out by the wrath of God, and it was bringing destruction down upon them. And Moses sending Aaron into the midst of them with a censer. And he said, put the fire therein and put the incense in and go and stand in the midst of the people. Go and stand in the midst of the people. And the verse 48 said there, and he stood between the dead and the living. He stood in a place and the plague was stayed there. He intervened. That what Aaron did intervened in the process. It broke the process. It stopped the cycle. Okay? It brought an end to the destruction that was coming to the people of Israel. It was going to destroy them. It was going to consume them. And the actions of Aaron taking that censer and going out and standing among the people, his intervention, is what prevented a devastating plague from sweeping through the children of Israel. Ah, hallelujah. The censer, a type of prayer. The incense, a type of prayer being offered up. Ah, hallelujah. Sometimes, don't you know that there can be a prayer of intervention that we can pray that can intervene in the situations that we're praying about. We look around and we see things that's happening around us, and we see it as the cycle, and we see the plague, we see the destruction, we see what's happening, and it seems like it is totally out of our hands. Seems like it's totally out of control, and there's nothing that we can do to stop it, to slow it down. Seems like destruction is a sure thing. But I believe that there can be a prayer of intervention that is offered, amen, that can stop the plague, that can stop the destruction, that can stop the sin, that can stop the disease, that can stop the destruction that's destroying somebody's life. Amen. I believe in a prayer of intervention. I believe that you can pray and God can intervene and God can stop the destructive force that is working in somebody's life. Amen. Some things seem to be impossible. Some things seem to be huge and insurmountable. Some things seem to be overwhelming to us. But I still believe that we can pray and we can see God intervene. It's called intercession. Intercession. To intercede. Webster's defines it this way. To interpose in behalf of someone as by pleading or petitioning. A prayer to God on behalf of another. Amen. So what if they're sinners and they're not praying? A prayer on the behalf of another. I believe God can intervene. I believe God can intervene. You say, but they're sinners and they don't know God and they don't care nothing about God. God can still intervene because of your prayer. God can still come through and bring an intervention and stop the process because of somebody that had a burden on their heart that prayed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I think it's not unusual in the Scripture. You'll find the word intercessor. You'll find the word intercede. You'll find those words in the Bible. And you'll find that even Jesus is referred to as our intercessor, as our high priest, forever making intercession for us. And so we find that this is something that takes place in the Bible. Abraham interceded before God on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were a bunch of reprobates. They were a bunch of sinners. They cared nothing about God. They were not concerned about God. But yet Abraham intervened on their behalf and interceded before God and said, Lord, if there be, Lord, if there be, Lord, if there be only 50, if there be only 40, if there be only 30, if there be only 20, if there be only 15, if there be only 5, he was interceding on the behalf of sinners. Hallelujah. Intervening and getting in there and praying. Moses, he interceded for the people of Israel. God said, Moses, I'm going to destroy them all and I'll start a new lineage in you. I'm going to destroy all these people. And what Moses said, God, if you destroy them, destroy me also. He was interceding on the behalf of a rebellious group of people. But he said, Lord, don't let your destruction come down upon these people. Man, in the book of John, there was a father that interceded for a son. A son that was sick and dying in his bed. A son that was diseased. A son that was sure at the point of death. But a father, a nobleman, come running, went to some, the Bible says, tells us that by geographically, about 20 miles that he ran to meet the master in order to get there and intervene. And he came and said, Master, my son dies. If you'll just speak the word, if you'll just say it, Lord, God, I believe that you can heal him. He was intervening, interceding on behalf of his son. And Jesus healed his son that very moment. Why? Because the father interceded on behalf of his son. Peter was put in prison. Peter was placed in prison by Herod. Was going to be beheaded. His head was going to be taken off. After the Passover was done, Herod was going to take the life of Peter. But the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that the church continued in prayer. Amen. The church was praying on behalf of Peter. They gathered themselves together and they were interceding on behalf of Peter that God would save Peter, that God would spare his life. And then while they're praying, God sends an angel into the inner prison and breaks Peter loose from the guards, opens the prison door, and brings him out, sets him free, and delivers him out of the hands of Herod. That is intervening prayer. That is interceding for somebody else. It works. It works. Hallelujah. And then you can intervene. You can intercede in prayer for somebody else. Hallelujah. Amen. A prayer that intervenes in the course of events. It interrupts the course of events and changes the outcome. That is a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. And then, you know, the enemy would like to, he loves to bring destruction. He loves to wreck people's lives. He loves to bring all kinds of things against the children of God. But thank God if the church would bind together and learn to pray. Hallelujah. I believe we could see God intervene in some situations. We don't have to sit back
Amen. And clasp our hands and twiddle our thumbs and act like there's nothing we can do. Praise God. We can have a prayer of intervention that can change the course of events. Amen. That can alter the outcome. It don't have to end in destruction. It does not have to end, amen, in destruction. But there can be a change in the outcome. There can be a change in the course of events when God's people intercede and pray a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it was the hand of God that touched Kirsten on Wednesday night. Oh, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can believe antibiotics started working if you want to. That's okay. But I believe that God intervened in a situation. I don't know who it was that touched God. It might have been a praying mother and a praying father. It might have been a praying grandma and a praying grandpa. Amen. It might have been somebody or somebody else. Amen. Not even in the family. But somebody intervened and the course of events changed. Amen. The procedures did not have to be done. Why? Because God intervened. God intervened and it changed the course of events. Changed the course of events. It happens. It happens. Sadly, it don't happen often enough. Every one of you lifted your hand, almost 100% that I'd said, you know of a situation that needs to be altered. You know of events right now that need to be changed. You know people that need to be saved. And their life is wrecked and ruined, and they're a sinner bound for hell. And they need salvation. You've prayed for them. Oh yeah, you've prayed for them. You've said your prayer. But have you intervened? Have you got down to the point where you're praying, God, we need to intervene. Lord, they're heading their life for destruction. They are heading for the pits of hell. Lord, God, we need to somehow step in the path. Stop the plague. God, somehow, Lord, we got to intervene somehow, Lord. God, we got to stop them, amen, from continuing to destroy their lives somehow. God, we've got to get in the middle of this and intervene. Our prayer is not just, amen, a prayer off the top of our head. Amen, it's got to be a burden that gets right in the middle of it. Amen. Moses said, Aaron, go get your censer. Go get the incense. Go get the fire. And get right out in the middle of it. You hear me? Don't just stand here at the tabernacle. Don't just stand here in the tabernacle, but get right out in the middle of it. But wait a minute. There's a plague that's sweeping across there. There's a plague that's sweeping across. Amen. Are we afraid that prayer won't work? Are we willing to put ourselves on the line? Are we willing to step out in faith? Amen. And believe that prayer has the power to intervene in the situation? Amen. Does not God have the power, amen, to save a sin-wrecked soul? Hallelujah. I believe we can get out in the middle of it and say, Lord, don't let them go to hell. God, don't let them die lost. Lord, don't let them destroy their life. God, intervene, church. Intervene. Get a burden. Amen. To get you out there. Amen. That you can intercede. Get the fire. Woo. Pray. Use the incense. But man, put some fire on it. You hear me? Put fire on it. Amen. Incense is a good thing, but oh, it needs the fire in order to be effective. Without fire, you just have incense. But when you put the fire to it, hallelujah. Amen. There, I know we've prayed prayers, but when was the last time you intervened in the Holy Ghost? Amen. When you knew not what to pray. But you begin to pray in the Spirit making intercession for us. Amen. What is it? The Spirit of God interceding for us. And when we didn't even know how to pray, when we didn't even know how to pray, but yet God knows what the need is. And through the Spirit of God, and through groaning, and through the speaking in other tongues, and then we pray and intervene, and God can move, and God can save, God can deliver the lost soul when we have a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. Amen. Out in Oklahoma, Brother Moore, not L.D. Moore, Brother, help me, Steve Moore, he has this little saying that he uses. Okay? He does use it when he's driving sometimes. And he's behind somebody that's sitting at the light when the light turned green, you know. Or he's, you know, when somebody's hesitating, he says, shoot, Luke, or give up the gun. Shoot, Luke, or give up the gun. Man, I tell you what, we're sitting here tonight with a loaded gun. We're sitting here tonight with a loaded gun, the power of prayer. Amen. We're sitting here spinning the chamber. Amen. We're sitting here reloading and unloading. Amen. But we've got the power of God. We've got the instrument of prayer. Amen. I say, shoot, Luke, or give up the gun. Amen. Put it to work. Amen. Use it for the glory of God and intervene. Amen. Stop the circumstances that seem to be inevitable. Amen. Those that are sick in their body and need healing. Man. Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Sad to see somebody get sick. Just tears my heart out to see somebody with a disease. What was that? Let me find that again. That percentage. 79% of the people polled said that God answers prayer for healing someone with an incurable disease. That's easy for us to say we believe it in a poll. But do we believe it enough that we can intercede and have a prayer of intervention? When was the last time that we can see the prayer of intervention work for somebody in sickness? See the onset of the disease stop. To see the progression of the disease come to a stop. To see the cancer go into a remission. To see the symptoms begin to back up. Amen. To see some things begin to change. Amen. I believe in a prayer of intervention for the sick. Amen. If a father can touch God and God will hear him and heal his son. Amen. I believe that God will hear the prayer of someone that wants to call out to God and say, Lord, would you heal my brother? Lord, would you heal my sister? God, would you bring healing to their body? And I appreciate your sympathy. I appreciate you feeling bad. But oh, why not just say, Lord, God, I'm going to intercede. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to intercede in prayer until I see something happen. Not just right now, Lord. I'm going to intercede in prayer until I see the plague stop. Lord, I'll stand between the living and the dead. God, I'll stand there and I'll pray. God, until the plague comes to a stop, until disease is vanished, until the symptoms are gone, God, I'll pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how you believe about sickness. I don't care if you believe it's brought on for whatever reason. I don't care how you believe it. I do not care how you believe it. I don't care if you believe it's because of sin or not because of sin. I don't care how you believe it. That's silly anyway. And then because God still heals. God still heals. Do you hear me? And it don't matter how the disease started. And then God has the power to heal the disease. And then if we get beyond the fact on how it happened, and get to the point of believing that God can heal it. And then get to debating where it came from. And then start believing that God can heal it. And interceding for it. Believe that God will heal. And then intercede and intervene with prayer. Hallelujah. The disciples said, Lord, who did sin, this man or his parents? Jesus did not even get into that. He didn't want to get into that mess. He said, neither, but that the Son of Man may be glorified. Amen. What was this all about? Bringing glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can see God move and intervene in some situations and bring healing. And God receives the glory. God receives the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get tired of sitting back watching people suffer. Get tired of sitting back and watching disease come in on young people like Shiree. Oh, it breaks my heart. Two little children. Amen. God, we need to intercede. Amen. We need to intercede. Hallelujah. Amen. I would love to see Sister Wilma heal. I'd love to see Sister Ray heal. I'd love to see Sister Bell heal. Amen. Oh, God, we need to intervene. Amen. That God would bring healing. God, bring healing. God, we want to stand in the gap. Make up the head. Amen. And bring it to a stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe, amen, that there's a prayer of intercession for miracles. Miracles. I believe in healing, but I believe miracles is something a little bit different. You know that? Healing is for the disease. But a miracle can happen in circumstances. Miracles can happen. Have you ever said it'll take a miracle? Have you ever looked at a dire situation and said it'll take a miracle? Have you ever looked at the marriage that was falling apart and said it'll take a miracle to put that back together again? Have you ever looked at the home that was in disarray and said, oh, it's going to take a miracle to bring that home back together? Have you ever looked at a life? Have you ever looked at a situation? Have you ever looked at a circumstance and said it's going to take a miracle? Amen. Well, I believe in miracles. And I believe it enough that if we intercede and begin a prayer of intervention, and that God can intervene, stop the circumstances, bring a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. God can bring a miracle. God can bring a miracle. James tells us, pray for one another. Galatians says, bear ye one another's burdens. Hallelujah. Amen. There's all kinds of scripture that bears out the fact that we need to intercede. Amen. Get a burden for somebody else. Hallelujah. Also, satanic influences. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, so forth. Say what, we live in a wicked day. Satan knows that his time is short. He has come down with great wrath. Amen. Satan has a plan for your home. Satan has a plan for everybody's life. Satan's plan is destruction. Satan's plan, and it seems like we get caught up in the current and is just carried away. And we feel like there's no way. Let me tell you, amen, we can intervene, and even Satan's plans can be foiled. Hallelujah. Even Satan can take a back seat to the intervening power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may say, well, Satan's at work. Amen. There's demons involved. There's evil spirits involved. So what? Amen. It can take a back seat to the prayer of intervention. Amen. I don't care if the devil himself, amen, is working in somebody's life and working in some circumstance. Amen. We can intercede. Amen. We can break through. And we can have victory. And then we can have victory over Satan. Victory over every evil spirit. And then we can have victory. I know the devil works. I know there's a devil out there. Amen. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can have intervention. We can intervene. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. Supplications and prayer being offered up. Hallelujah. supplication. That word there, supplication, means to bind. I mean, supplication, when you cry out and you're praying in supplication, you're binding. Remember the Lord said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. And then whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Then there's supplication, there's prayers. Prayers is when we bend ourselves and we bow down before God. We humble ourselves before Him. And then we prostrate ourselves before God. We lay ourselves out before Him. And we call out to God. And then bury your face in the carpet. Bury your face in the altar. Bury your face in a pew. And call out to God. Call out to the Lord. Pray and then bend yourself. Bow down. Humble yourself before God. And then call out to Him. God will hear us. God will hear us. It's supplication. Prayer. Amen. And intercession. Amen. Word intercession, I talked to you about it, but it means you being involved. That's getting you, right? Getting you into it. When you come between. And that's intercession is coming between. Hallelujah. I saw a film clip one time of a football game. It was a big football game going on, a big rivalry game. The opposing team was making a big play. The guy was running down the sideline heading for a touchdown. Nobody was even close to him. It was a sure thing. One of the other players sitting on the sideline didn't even have his helmet on. Wasn't even in the game. But he said, I can't sit here and watch that guy score. He came running off the sideline and made a flying tackle right there from the sideline and tackled that guy before he got to the end zone to score the touchdown. And then sometimes, and then we sit on the sideline. We watch the enemy wreak havoc. We watch Satan wreak havoc. We watch destruction. We watch disease. We watch sin. We watch sickness. And then we're sitting on the sideline. And then I need to get involved in it. I can't just stay here, Lord God. I'm going to get in between. I don't want another soul to go to hell. Amen. While I'm sitting on the sideline, I don't want another soul to die off, God. I want to get involved. Amen. And intervene. Amen. And intervene. Amen. Supplications, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's when we boast. Hallelujah. Sadly, though, there's not that much to boast about because we haven't supplicated, we haven't prayed, and we haven't interceded. Oh, God. Church, God wants us to intervene. God wants us to intervene. There's situations that's out of your control right now. You feel like you can't change it. You can't alter it. Oh, hallelujah. But I believe that God can intervene. If it's your health, I believe God can intervene. Hallelujah. If it's family, loved ones, God can intervene. Hallelujah. Oh, God, my Lord Jesus. I wish God would somehow help us, somebody to intercede tonight. Oh, God. When I felt it on my heart to have this month dedicated to prayer, because I feel like that we need to see some results. And the only way we're going to see the results is when we get back to praying and seeking God. Hallelujah. Intercede. Would you stand with us? Oh, God. Oh, God. Lift your hands, church. Let's call out to the Lord. Lord Jesus, help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Lord, break the cycle. Lord, God. Intervene in the course of events, Lord Jesus. Change and alter the outcome. Lord, help us to intervene tonight, Lord. Lord, that some soul would be saved. That somebody would be healed, Lord God. That somebody would have their sickness taken from them, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord, to intercede. Lord, that we would see the miracle. God, that we would see the impossible come about. Lord, that we would see the hand of God do the impossible. Oh, God, that Satan's plans would crumble. That Satan's desires would come to naught. Lord, I pray, God, hallelujah. God, would you come by, Lord? God, help us to intercede, to intervene. To intervene. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, I can pray, hallelujah. Oh, God, I can pray, Lord. I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. There's something I can do. I can pray. That you can do tonight. It's called the prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. The prayer of intervention. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I asked you how many had circumstances that you needed God to intervene in right now. Almost 100% of us lifted our hand that there's some situation that we need God to intervene in right now. Well, let me ask you this. How many of you are willing to pray the prayer of intervention? Now, listen now before you commit yourself. Before you commit yourself, I'm not talking about just coming down to this altar and praying 5 minutes a prayer that God would intervene. I'm talking about the prayer that will burden your heart into a lengthy time of prayer interceding for God. I'm talking about the prayer that will burden your heart when you get in the car to go home tonight. The prayer that will wake you up in the middle of the night to fall on your face before God, to call out to the Lord and to seek God's face. The prayer that will make you miss the meal tomorrow, skip the lunch and skip the supper and say, God, I need you to intervene. That is a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. Not on the sidelines. Get right out there in the middle of it. Amen. And say, Lord God, I want to intervene. I want to intervene, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God could use you tonight? Amen. To pray a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. There may be a person that's sick tonight. Amen. How many can get a burden for somebody to be healed? Hallelujah. Lord, I want to see some people get healed, Lord. God, I want to see healing. Lord, I want to see healing. I want to see some miracles take place, Lord. I want to see, God, divine intervention in some situations that seem to be impossible. How many of you have situations like that in your life right now? You need God to intervene. It seems to be impossible, but you believe that God can move for them. How many believe that? Yes, I believe God can move for your situation tonight. Hallelujah. What about lost souls? How many of you have a lost family member right now that you're burdened for? Oh, that you're burdened for. God, I need you, Lord. God, I'm not going to sit on the sideline and let them go to hell. I'm going to intervene, Lord. My prayer is going to be a prayer of intervention. Hallelujah. 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 God, if they go to hell, they're going to go to hell over my praying. They're going to go to hell, oh God, over my prayer of intervention. Because I'm not going to stand on the sideline and let them die lost without me praying. Hallelujah. How many of us will come to this altar tonight and let's get a hold of God. Fall on our face before the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you come? Thank you, Lord God.
All around, and something I can.